This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Tesla is recalling nearly all 2 million of its cars on U.S. roads to limit the use of its autopilot feature following a two-year probe by U.S. safety regulators of roughly 1,000 crashes in which the feature was engaged. The recall due to the failures of the autopilot feature is a blow to Tesla's efforts to market its vehicles to buyers willing to pay extra to have their cars do the driving for them. The recall comes after a detailed investigation that found at least 8 serious accidents, including some fatalities, in which the autopilot feature should not have been engaged in the first place. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said the autopilot system can give drivers a false sense of security and be easily misused in certain dangerous situations when a Tesla's technology may be unable to safely navigate the road. The over-the-air software update will give Tesla drivers more warnings when they are not paying attention to the road while the autopilot's auto-steer function is turned on. Those notifications will remind drivers to keep their hands on the wheel and pay attention to the road. The software update started on Tuesday to limit the use of the auto-steer feature if a driver repeatedly fails to demonstrate he or she is ready to resume control of the car while the feature is on. The two-year probe found that when drivers are not fully engaged and ready to take control of the car, there may be an increased risk of a crash. This is not the first time that NHTSA has pushed Tesla to make changes to its autopilot or full self-driving features after finding the features posed safety problems. In February, Tesla recalled all 363,000 U.S. vehicles then on the road with its FSD feature after finding cars operating with the feature would violate traffic laws, including traveling straight through an intersection while in a turn-only lane, entering a stop sign-controlled intersection without coming to a complete stop, or proceeding into an intersection during a steady yellow traffic signal without due caution. And NHTSA and the National Transportation Safety Board have been investigating crashes involving Tesla vehicles using the various driver assist features, including a series of crashes into emergency vehicles on the scene of other accidents. Two men hunted bald eagles in Montana in an illegal killing spree of the national bird and protected species. Federal prosecutors in Montana have charged two men with illegally shooting about 3,600 bald eagles and golden eagles in a killing spree that fueled a black market for tail feathers. Prosecutors say the men were motivated by greed for money when they preyed on a symbol of the nation. Simon Paul, 42, of St. Ignatius, Montana, and Travis Branson, 48, of Cusick, Washington, were each indicted Thursday on one count of conspiracy, 13 counts of unlawful trafficking of bald and golden eagles, and one count of violating the Lacey Act, a federal law that prohibits the trafficking of illegally killed wildlife. If convicted on the conspiracy charge, they would each face a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. The rare killings of bald eagles, America's national bird, jolted the Montana authorities, including the U.S. Attorney's Office, which is prosecuting the case. Over more than 6 years, from January 2015 to March 2021, prosecutors said, the two men would go onto the Flathead Indian Reservation in western Montana and shoot eagles. Then Paul and Branson illegally sold the eagles on the black market for significant sums of cash across the United States and elsewhere. The purposeful hunting of eagles appeared to be a convenient business for Mr. Paul, who lived near Ronan, Montana, on the Flathead Indian Reservation, and who acted as a shooter and shipper in the scheme, prosecutors said. Mr. Branson traveled to the reservation from Washington State. When Mr. Branson arrived, Paul would meet him and help kill, transport, and ship bald and golden eagles for future sales on the black market, prosecutors say. Prosecutors obtained messages that showed how Mr. Branson would tell buyers that he was on a killing spree to obtain eagle tail feathers for sales. In another message, prosecutors said Mr. Branson admitted that he was out committing felonies. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.